Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, the podcast where we reminisce about our geeky childhoods with our ungeeky beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And today we are drinking Harpoon Winter Warmer.
Winter Warmer.
It is still warming my heart, as it was last episode.
Absolutely.
It was not heartburn. I was okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay.
Warming you like apple pie.
Oh, which is actually on the back. Save room for apple pie.
Well, look at that.
Which we don't have.
No, but that's okay.
That's
okay. Listen, so, you know, we always talk about our, you know, our childhoods or things that are related to our childhoods on the show. You remember when that zombie apocalypse happened when we were kids?
Yeah.
That was crazy, right?
It was nuts. I know. So, you know, I know. My right leg really hasn't been the same since.
I know. It really isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My food has definitely been on the rarer side, too. Yeah.
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 Yeah. You do go for the head a lot more.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about how to survive a zombie apocalypse.
How do you survive? Now, Frank and I have some experience in this matter because of the apocalypse of 96. So
that's right.
Yeah. So
also, we did want to give people the option, you know, if you're thinking about this and you're like, well, I just can't relate. You know, I don't know what a zombie apocalypse would even be like. I can't relate to that. It's okay. We have another option. If aliens invaded...
Right.
How would you survive that?
Which has not happened.
Which has not happened.
Yeah.
Right. That's just crazy. No, zombies are totally reasonable. Aliens are nuts. But yeah, so those are the two scenarios. And I think they would have fairly similar contingency plans for both. I mean, there'd be some differences, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah. So, you know, we're thinking along those lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some kind of
invasion.
Yes.
Of outside forces.
Correct.
And so, like, I don't know if we like did a movie about like interviewing aliens and then the aliens got mad and decided to do stuff.
That'd be crazy.
Topical. It would be.
Just hacked like Paramount. And then they were like, those Star Trek movies were no good. You can't say that about us.
And you know what? Screw Lucasfilm too. You know, like, all just of them.
Take Disney down too.
Yeah, just, right. Yeah. Just to be bad. So,
but then the movies got released online anyway. If that'd be funny if that happened.
That would be funny.
That'd be crazy.
It would be
nuts.
Anyway. So what is a zombie?
A zombie. Okay, yeah. That's a good point. We should define. When I think zombies, I think slow zombies. I don't think fast.
I don't think
28 running, days later zombies.
No, I don't either. Dawn of the Dead zombies.
Right.
Remake Dawn of the Dead zombies.
Yeah. No, I think slow original Dawn of the Dead. I think Walking Dead.
Yep.
I think the slow drone brains zombies.
Yeah.
Not
I agree.
Not those other zombies.
I agree. So let's go with slow zombies. We have to define this plan. Because you assume the aliens will be fast. So I guess, you know, your fast contingency could work for the fast aliens.
Right.
So
now I do want to say, I believe I might have an unfair advantage.
Why? Because...
Well, other than the apocalypse of 96, aside from that, I'm also thinking about when... I was a college boy, college lad. I did have an internship at a company that made lots of toys and the like. And one of the things that they did was one of the things they made was actually a zombie apocalypse survival kit.
Oh,
so
I believe I have one of those.
Oh, that's right, you do.
Yes, I do.
That's right, you do.
Because you sent me one.
Okay, so maybe you're not at such an unfair advantage. Maybe we're on a level playing field. Because we both have one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ha!
Fine.
Okay, so let's start. All right, so I do have a story from my childhood that connects back to the reminisce of the 96 one.
Cool.
So, okay, I'll just break that pretense. There was no zombie apocalypse in 96.
What are you talking about?
If, you're getting...
They're going to get angry.
No.
They'll probe us again.
Okay, you're right. Okay, so... Anyway, I was driving through Providence, Rhode Island, with my dad one time, and we passed by a giant fluorescent pink concrete slab of a building with no windows. Oh. It was literally just a giant cinder block. Well, I mean, like, you could tell there were windows, but they were, like, cinder blocked up and then painted fluorescent green. And we were driving by. We were trying to get somewhere to, like, drive to the neighborhood. And I, like, turn around, like, to look what it is, and it's a strip club. All right. And I thought to myself, if there's a zombie apocalypse, that's the place to go.
Mm.
Because, hear me out, I've never been to a strip club myself. Okay, so this is based all on...
How I Met Your Mother.
What strip clubs are supposed to be like.
Sure.
Okay, but I thought... There's probably some mode of communication in there. Whatever. Okay, if that's even not the case.
Telegraphs.
There's, owls, whatever.
Whatever.
But there's a kitchen, which means there's food, which means that it's food that's stored probably in the freezer or canned because it's a strip club. Well, I don't think they're going to the farmer's market every day.
I mean, I think they really are in touch with the local community.
They might be. I'm in touch with the local community. No, there's no touching at a strip club.
I'm going to say there's definitely farmers who go there.
Yeah, that's.
I'm going to say farmers' daughters work there.
That's true. You're bordering
in Providence.
In Providence, this metropolitan area, nowhere near a farm. Yeah, good. But there's no way. It's a concrete slab. There's no way to get in.
Sure.
And if you ever do make contact with the outside world, just look for the giant pink building. That's the one that we're in.
Right.
It's an easy landmark.
It's true.
It looks impenetrable, and there's probably food inside.
Oh, you're probably right.
Yeah.
That's good. Look, it's like a natural bunker.
Exactly.
It looks, it's basically a bunker.
Now, the real question is, I live about 45 minutes from Providence, so how do you get there?
Yeah, so you kind of have to hope that the roads haven't been... blocked off. All the cars haven't been abandoned on the highway yet.
Well, you always have to assume that they are, because if I've learned anything about zombie apocalypse ever, it's like everyone decides to leave their car right away.
I mean, obviously. First thing.
Oh my God, I need to get away. I better leave this mode of transportation that's unhelpful to me or crash it into the side of the road.
Right.
You know, I've never really understood that. Like,
well, neither have I. I want to say, to some extent, it's probably because they were being attacked, so they just fled their cars because there were too many zombies around.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
That's kind of what my thinking is.
Yeah.
They were like, oh my God, have to get out of here at all costs. Get out of
the metal box that's protecting you to go out into the open.
Well, get out of the metal death trap that's confining us and keeping us right where the zombies know where we are.
Yeah, that's also true, I guess. Yeah, okay.
If you have a zombie breaking the glass to get at you, are you going to stay in the car?
No, right.
You're going to get out.
Right, okay. No, that makes sense. Okay. So I guess the point being, after that, you need a way to get – okay, well, that's always that's the objective, right? So if you're surviving in the world of the apocalypse, you have to have some kind of objective. You have to have a life goal.
Yes.
Well, besides to survive.
Right.
All right. So what do you do in a world in which you need to survive? You have to pick a clear destination marker. Like, I need to get to – this place.
Yes.
For instance, like, I need to get to Florida to get on a boat to get to
Cuba.
An island. Yeah, or Cuba. Sure, that's an island.
It's close enough you could boat there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, that always made the most sense to me. Like, because if you can then systematically take out the zombies on the island, then you're pretty much your home free. You go to an island that has vegetation, that does grow food, and then if you systematically can take out all the zombies that are there, then you're in the home stretch.
Now, if they follow you there, if they get their own ship, I am the captain now. then what? Zombie pirates.
Well, you're.
Oh my God, zombie pirates.
I don't think
how has no one made that movie yet?
Just that has been copywritten after the time of this recording, so none of you can take it.
No, that is property of Thought Bubble Audio.
It is ours.
It is ours.
Okay. It is mine. My precious. Okay.
All rights reserved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Zombies can't drive boats.
Why not?
Zombies aren't mummies.
Okay, but they can. I mean, they can walk.
Not that mummies can drive boats, but
Because of all those seafaring mummies you've seen.
Well, I saw the mummy. He is clearly capable of controlling his own means of transportation.
I'm trying to think of precedent for zombies driving a vehicle of any kind.
I think in Warm Bodies he might drive a vehicle.
Yeah, but Warm Bodies is not really like zombie canon.
No, it's
and isn't that the one where he's becoming more
human? Yeah, but that's the only example that I can think of. I've never seen their bodies don't work like that.
Yeah,
that's more like Weekend at Bernie's with people who want brains.
Yeah, okay, they're unburnied. yeah, so maybe they couldn't. But I mean, if they can walk, why can't they like paddle a boat?
You're assuming that they have the know-how to paddle a boat.
But if they can walk, they have some level of motor skills.
You're giving them some, yeah, but there's a different, like, my cat has motor skills, but he's not getting in a boat and taking a paddle and rowing it across the ocean.
Fair. I guess I'm just giving them a little bit more
benefit of the doubt than you should.
Maybe I am.
Or maybe I'm not giving them enough credit.
Maybe.
That's true. Okay, so.
This is why this debate has been going on for so many years.
Also, because zombies aren't real.
What?
Yeah. Well, that's not actually. There is that.
The probes.
You're right.
Zombies are real. We believe in them.
Yeah. Okay. I had a point, and you made me lose it. Okay. All right, so. Let's go. Fine. You're making fun. Let's go to you. Mine is you get down to a place where you can get to an island and you go to that island. You systematically take everybody out. I mean, I could also like hitch it to Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket too.
Sure.
I mean, I don't have to go down to Florida.
Sure.
But I'm just thinking I'm thinking go to a place where you don't worry about freezing to death in the middle of the winter so much.
Yep. I follow.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
What do you do?
I probably go west.
West.
I probably go west.
You might die of dysentery. That's what Oregon Trail taught me.
Did teach me that. You're right.
Yeah.
Dysentery
doesn't exist anywhere else. Just west.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's the only place. I probably go west. I probably try to go to like into the mountains and get as isolated as possible.
Sound of Music style. Yeah.
Yeah. Sound of Music style. Exactly. That's exactly where I'm getting my, instead of Nazis, I'm zombies. Same story.
Nazi zombies.
Now, if you like Pride and Prejudice and Zombies or Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters.
Mm-hmm. Sound of Music and Zombies and Nazi zombies.
Oh,
it's Sound of Music and Nazi zombies.
Not zombies.
No, actually, it would be like yes, zombies.
Yes, zombies. Okay. Yeah. So it'd be like that. Go into the mountains, get away. Definitely have either a machete or a shotgun. A machete or a shotgun or both. Take out the head. Right.
Right.
Always want to take out the head.
Yeah.
These are
not Nazi Hydra, so you know, Tumundo will take his place.
No, yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
Their skulls are probably red, though.
Mm.
So that'd be my plan. Get out there, get as isolated as possible, have some contact with the outside world, but try to get, you know, bring the group. Assuming I'm with the group.
Yeah, I want to talk about the group, but I distinctly let that out for a reason. But continue. That's fine.
I would try to get isolated so that I don't want to be where they know people are.
Okay.
I want to be where they think there are no people.
I want to be where the people are. Eating brains and other things and... Sorry. Continue. Zombie with mermaids.
No, I kind of want you to continue.
Yeah. No. You started this. You keep going with your song parody. No, that's okay. I won't go any further than that. All right. All those are fine. The mountains make sense. I have thought about the mountains, too. I have thought about trekking up there on my own time. You know, I really thought about it in 96, but I was too young to go by myself.
Yeah, I mean, we all were.
Yeah. Whew. Dark days. Anyway.
Dark days.
So, I mean, literally dark. I mean, if we were in we were in part of Alaska where it was like there was no sunlight. It was really dark. Yeah.
Okay. So what were you getting to with the groups thing?
The groups thing, you need the group that you have obviously needs to like have skills.
Yes.
Okay. But I thought for the group this would be a transition into the alien contingency plan.
Okay.
Because I would assume that what you need. The group that you need for aliens is the same as zombies or thereabouts. So I thought,
so you need the same skills.
I assume you need some kind of similar skill. Like, so my first question is, what skill are you bringing to the table for your group?
Cold hard killer.
Just cold hard.
You know, maybe Courtchester, maybe minstrel.
I'm the entertainment value. Yeah, I think. Yeah,
I'm probably the first guy to go.
Yeah.
Oh,
well. Yeah. Well, I was trying to avoid that, but we probably both would be the first to go. I have people always said they're like when people ever say like they're embarrassed that they went to a tech school or they're going to a tech school, and my first response is it's like you have skills that are far more valuable. Than in an apocalyptic world than anybody else. Like, oh, I'm just a plumber or I'm just a mechanic. Like, you shut up. You can do things that I can't do. And that's all. Like, I can't fix my car. I need you to fix my car.
Right.
Therefore, I need to go to the mechanic.
Okay.
I need that mechanic in my group.
I can
understand my car, but I can't fix my car.
I'm fairly handy.
Yeah.
Maybe not fix a car, but I could be of some value. In terms of living arrangements and keeping, you know, upkeep of living arrangements whenever I'm not entertaining.
So you're Cinderella.
Yeah.
I'm
Cinderfella.
You're Cinderfella. I'm Cinderfella.
Yeah.
I sweep the ash at you. Like, all right. Okay, so you need a mechanic and you are providing cleaning duty.
Mm.
So what else you got?
Skill wise?
Mm-hmm.
In all seriousness, I think I could be sort of the voice of reason when there's, you know, inevitably, if we're talking about a zombie apocalypse, everyone's going to fight over why should we do this? Should we do that?
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at distilling down like, okay, what are the pros and cons of this decision?
That's a good person to have around. Person who keeps the group calm. That's a valuable asset.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think I'd be pretty good at that. Yeah.
Like the Dale of the group. Yeah.
Yes.
That's good.
So to speak.
Yeah. Correct. All right. That's good.
Except for the part where I don't get my leg eaten. Spoiler alert.
That's Herschel.
You're right. You think you said Dale.
Yeah, I said Dale.
Yeah.
You're right. That's Herschel.
Yeah.
So
I haven't read it in a while.
Yeah, I know. So anyway. Okay. So we agreed that you need a mechanic and that you need... Okay, let's do it this way. Are we in two different groups or are we in the same group?
Oh, I assumed we were in two different groups.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. We live too far apart to
be
in the same group.
Sure.
Yeah, all right. So I need a mechanic. I need me.
Mm-hmm.
I need some kind of person who's not adverse at killing things.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, that being said.
Killing things that are trying to kill you.
Well, that's different. I don't think, like, if I'm looking at a zombie, and now this is just flashing back to my childhood, but if I'm looking at the zombie and he's coming after me, or she's coming after me, or it's coming after me, I have no problem taking my sledgehammer and throwing it in its face.
Yep.
Okay. That's weapon of choice, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah. A lot of damage. A lot of damage done. A lot of KOs. I have, you can imagine 9-year-old me swinging a hammer around. It's like taller than I am. You need somebody who's good at, you could need a hunter of some kind or a forager. You need a quiet, sly person.
Mm.
You need somebody who's fast. You need somebody who can start a fire. So that being said, I'm going to take the leader of the Boy Scouts of America.
Oh, we didn't start the fire.
Yeah. But we did shoot the deputy because he was a zombie. all right. So those are the people that need to be in the group. Now, I don't care about necessarily about genders. It's more about can you get the job done? You know, can you fix the things? Can you get this to start working? Can you kill zombies or deer or rabbits or squirrels or whatever? Can you find those things and kill them so we can eat them? Can you forage? Can you slick past people? Like, those are all important skills. I think I need all of those. I need someone who can hotwire a car. That's different than a mechanic.
Good. That is good. Yeah. You do need that, yeah.
Or someone, a book that tells me how to hotwire that, a car.
Somebody needs to go with a siphon so you can siphon gas.
Yeah.
For said car.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want a small person. It's like a child or a small adult who's able to like slink through small spaces and
things
like
that. Yeah, that's what I mean by the slide person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You need that, like, you know, like I can be in and out in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I'll slip by them. They'll not even know that I'm there.
Right. You gotta be fast. Gotta be nimble, agile.
Yeah. You need that person. Those are all important things.
I agree.
Now, are those things important in Zombieland as it is in Alien Land?
That really depends on what kinds of aliens we're talking about. Are we talking about sort of like the grays, like the typical, like sort of average height gray with the bulbous head and tiny little body and the big black eyes?
Sure. Since we went generic zombie.
Are we talking like alien, like from Alien?
Oh, well, if that's the case, we didn't even make we didn't even make it into a group. All right.
So who
wants to be on my team? No, my team's dead. Never mind. Yeah. So
generic alien.
We did a generic zombie. Let's do generic alien.
Okay. I'm gonna say for that. Yes, you're gonna want a group. It's gonna be mostly the same skills, but it's gonna be less of the. I think it's going to be less of the violent fight them off skills and more of the outsmart them skills.
Okay.
Because I would say that the aliens are smarter than the zombies are.
Yeah, that's true.
And I would say that there's less we can do physically against them.
Mm-hmm.
They probably can overpower us.
Imagining a lot of Mars attacks.
Yeah, basically, yeah. There's more they can do to overpower us than a zombie. I mean, you know, not that a zombie is anything to laugh at, but... there's even more that kind of alien can do against us. They've got advanced weaponry. They've got all sorts of advanced stuff. So you're going to want somebody who's a good tactician to get it to keep away from them, keep one step ahead of them.
Right.
That would be your biggest asset, I would say.
I agree. Natural leader type.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. I like all that. Now, this just entered into my mind with the zombies and then with the aliens. Do you ever try to make it to some kind of like government center type thing? Like to be like, hey, I'm enlisting to help or like help me put me in a camp
that
somewhere
depends.
To protect me?
If you're like a single guy,
mm-hmm.
maybe. But if you have like a family, mm-hmm. I feel like your duty is to protect that family first.
Right, but I mean, wouldn't you take the family? Oh, I see. So you wouldn't.
If you're talking about like enlisting,
you wouldn't enlist, but technically, isn't? Yes, but that's like, aren't you protecting them by going off to fight?
I wouldn't.
If there's
leave
a
them.
Chance of winning,
I wouldn't want to leave them.
Okay,
I would feel much safer.
So you care more about your family than you do about your country or the world.
Well, when it comes down to like that really dire situation, yeah, kinda I do.
Yeah, no, that would make sense.
I mean, I'm imagining a situation where like everything has like, I'm imagining literally like Walking Dead, like everything is gone. Every infrastructure is gone anyway.
It's gone. Yeah.
And maybe there's like some group of people who are pretending to be a government, but like realistically, like everything is done. It's over. It's gone. So given that situation, yeah, I'm going, my family is like going to be before anybody. Like,
no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Interesting. So you're just kind of holding out for a hero.
Holding out for a hero till the morning is bright.
Whatever the words are.
I need a hero. All right. Holding out for one, or maybe I could step up and become one, Tim.
But you just said that you don't want to leave your family.
Doesn't mean I have to leave my family to become a hero.
What would you do then?
I would do what Rick did.
And that is?
stay with my family, but also lead people.
But also lead people. I would do both at the same time because I'm awesome.
And maybe entertain them too.
Yeah. Just Rick with a guitar.
Just
like,
just a man of all trades, jack of all trades.
Yeah. I once bit out a guy's throat. Do, 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 ba, da, 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 da. Wait, you guys don't know that song? Like, too soon, Rick. It was just like an hour ago.
Wrote that one back in 96.
Yeah.
Still just as good today as it was
yeah,
then.
Ew, all right. Well, we'll go back to the aliens. So, like, let's say it's like Independence Day style. Like, aliens came, they blow up the White House and yep. all, like the Kremlin and, you know, Downey Street and whatever else. So, like, all the big, big stuff. You know.
Which was in 96.
Was it really? Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Come on, we all remember that.
God, what a terrible year that was. Should have known it was coming.
I know. I know. Wish we should have seen it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was right in between Batman Forever and Batman and Robin. So,
I mean,
there was a lot of downtime. We should have seen something like this coming. So, yeah. So, do you try to make it into the mountain?
I would just wait around for Bill Pullman to make a speech. Honestly, I would just wait for that.
Today we celebrate our Independence Day.
Okay, it's good. It's over. It's hey, happy ending.
Where's your flying Winnebago, Bill Pullman?
or hang out with, you know, Jeff Goldblum.
Or Joe, yeah. Yeah, he could also protect you from dinosaurs in case they invaded, too. So
life finds a way.
No, but do you head into the mountains? Or
in the alien scenario?
Yeah.
No, because
do the same thing?
No, because there I'm not as convinced that I could hide from the mountains. As I go from zombies. I feel like the height advantage isn't really the altitude advantage isn't the same with aliens. I actually might try to go underground to get away
from the aliens. Where would you be able to go do that?
At the bottom of the ocean.
Obviously.
Clearly.
Or I was thinking like the catacombs in France.
Yeah, like caves or catacombs.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I was in China, I went to some caves that stretched on for miles and miles and miles, and they were awesome. I would totally go live there.
There you go. Let's go.
So I also probably would freak the crap out of me, just saying, you know, living in a dark, spooky place.
I mean, yeah.
Interesting.
Make friends with lots of bats and rats and
elephants and show was your home, but the loveliest of all was the unicorn.
okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
So, see, I don't know. See, I think if it was aliens, I'd want to go and do something about it.
Okay.
Like, zombies is weird. Zombies just come into, like, the Walking Dead scenario, Dawn of the Dead scenario. It's all gone anyway. Like,
yes, it's over.
It's over. Like, there's no...
Civilization is gone.
Like, first one showed up, like, we're dead.
Yeah.
Like, there's no stopping that. Aliens, there's enough. You never, in zombie entertainment or alien entertainment, you watch zombie entertainment and go, people survive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people survive the zombies, but they don't fix the zombie problem. They just survive in the world. But in the alien scenario, most of the time, humans drive back the aliens. Like, we persevere and win.
We
and
fight
life
against
goes
them
back to normal.
Yeah.
And so, like, maybe that's the drive in me that would make me, I'd want to go fight off the aliens, or at least reason with them. You know, like, why are you here?
Right.
You know.
Do
you come in peace? I mean, you kind of blew up a lot of stuff, so chances are you're not.
Probably not.
Maybe that's
we how really you like say that Sphinx, you know. We really like
it. Yeah, that's how you say hi in random alien.
We are here to destroy your ambiguous cat person lion thing. Mm. You're welcome.
You're welcome. You didn't know what it was, and
greetings.
We didn't either. It was offensive to everybody. It was offensive to the eyes. All right. Well,
I think we've you know, we haven't resolved anything, but we've covered some good ground today.
We at least know that you need a mechanic, you need a slippery, sly person, you need somebody who can shoot stuff and hotwire a car, and you know, it all revolves around the mechanic of cars, find stuff, forager. You need those people, someone to carry on, maybe like if society does kind of rebuild in some way, you do kind of need someone to like carry on the knowledge of the past into the future.
The storyteller, the like archivist or like, you know, someone's a historian.
Exactly.
Someone to start the fire, someone to shoot the deputy.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You'd need all those
things. All those things.
All those things. So we established that, and we established that you would go into the mountains and I would go find an island.
There we go.
All right. And, it was nice seeing you because... Yes.
Must go back into hiding now.
We must go back into hiding.
Yes, but it was lovely to see you.
It was lovely to see you, and enjoy your mountain hideaway, and I will go back to my island.
Thanks.
And we will live in peace.
Would you leave me an iTunes review before you leave, though?
I would absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Definitely leave you an iTunes review before you leave. Absolutely. Okay. And like us on Facebook and follow us at Beer with Geeks on Twitter.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
And you know, we both have email. If you wanted to email us at beerwithgeeks@gmail.com.
Then, oh, perfect.
Yeah, we can get it. Yeah, because the islands and the mountains obviously have Wi-Fi. Yeah,
clearly there's Wi-Fi everywhere now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. 96, very good year. Almost as old as I am. Cheers.
Cheers.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.